across the universe. Tap in with us every Saturday. Hard Body Dreams and King Wise. This
is hip hop. Go, 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 go. Yeah, we spit hot. For the Queensboro, you know we from Key for the Queensboro,
yep.
You know we keep it thorough from Key for the Queensboro, ballin' on Thurlow, mobbin' with the Merlot, you know we keep it thorough from Key for the Queensboro, you know we keep it from Key for the Queensboro, you know we keep it for the Queensboro, mobbin' with the Merlot. Boom, 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 boom.
Let's go.
Peace to all the human families of the planet Earth. It's your host, Hard Body Dreams.
It's your brother, King Wise.
Living all wise and civilized, God. How
yes,
you feeling
sir.
Today?
Feeling amazing to talk to the people. It's a great day.
Oh, man, it's been a great day, man. And we taking y'all into the evening right now as we travel through the AM or from the PM to the AM.
Yes.
This is the Boom Bap Syndicate, and we are tonight showcasing the one and only, yo, Alchemist with the Alchemist. X hey. Marks the spot, baby, like Malcolm hey. Did. Oof. And the income coming, and the outcome is more income for all of my drowning kids. Ah.
Yeah, I'm the Alchemist. I'm my pacifist. I'm not a pacifist.
Woo!
You a baby sound like a pacifier.
Oof.
You sucking on a dick like a fucking magician.
Like, oh. So yeah. Better look, listen, observe, and respect. Y'all already know that we coming for your neck. Hard Body Dreams, King Wise, dissect. Because we the scientists.
Yes. Peace, everybody. Peace.
Most definitely,
man.
Man,
such a... I love highlighting the producers, God.
Yeah, me too, man. You know,
at times, like we said earlier, they could be a rapper's best friend.
Indeed.
And you know, we are rappers. We are MCs. Indeed. We are master of ceremonies.
Indeed.
And Alchemist is, without even knowing him, he's a very good friend of mine just off the virtue of
no
providing
doubt.
Fire beats.
No doubt, man.
You know what I mean? So,
no
Alk, if you're hearing this, man.
This one's for you, boy.
Yo, there's some fire on the west side that you haven't tapped into.
Yeah, man. Come over here, man. Victory, baby.
Yeah.
We show you what's up, man. Double
yeah.
O with the familiar, baby. We show you, man. Give us, yo, Al, send us the beats. Send us the pack.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. We're
yeah.
going to add another... 5, 6, 7 million in your pocket.
yeah, for sure.
Word is
for
bond, sure. baby.
Yeah, word is bond. And, you know, just to, off this episode, I'd like to introduce a little bit of a new segment that, you know, I'd like to weave into our program here. We're going to do a little climate check. You know, we are a radio show. Let's talk about what's going on in the hip-hop community.
You
know, nowadays, I heard word of Drake the Dragon is coming out with a new project called Iceman.
Ooh.
And there was actually a big ice block in Toronto.
That's right.
In downtown Toronto.
I heard about
where he
this.
Had fans going crazy trying to dig out this piece of paper that has the release date.
That's right.
Of his project.
That is crazy, boy. That's a crazy marketing strategy right
yeah,
there. This
yeah.
nigga dropped the fucking glacier in the middle of
yeah,
Toronto.
Yeah, yeah.
And indeed. Niggas is digging that shit like it's a goddamn caveman. You know what I mean? Like
indeed.
A Neanderthal stuck in there or something.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
they like they was digging for the cheddar man in Britain. You know what I mean? Like, yo, what's the science, bro?
Yeah, straight up. Straight up. He's bringing it back.
So what's the news on that?
Yeah, the news on that, the date is still, only that one person who got that has the date on that.
Oh my goodness. Only
and
one
I saw him, he jumped into his Benz and he skirted off.
Oh, the nigga was in a Benz?
Yeah, he was in a Benz, man. You know,
he chipped away at the ice and the nigga had the Benz already?
Yeah, he had the Benz ready and he hopped in and he drove away.
The guy who found
the
who
guy
got
who
the paper?
Found, yeah, I saw the clip. He was
damn.
On top of this big, probably like 6 feet in the air on
yes.
top, picking at it
yeah.
with like a pick or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he got it. And then he jumped off and he hopped right into his Benz and he skirted off. Without telling nobody, no remorse.
I bet you that was his man.
Yeah,
I swear, bro.
Oh yeah, that would be smart. I could see him doing that.
Come on,
bro. I could see the dragon doing that.
Yeah,
because you know he has a lot of inside men.
Yeah.
And you know, shout out to Drake. Shout out to Canadian rappers. Big ups, man. We out here on the north side. Next up, I heard Kid Cudi's on tour. MIA, female artist getting removed from his tour.
Oh, really?
For some political remarks that were offensive.
That she made?
Yeah, that she made. And she kept on making, actually, after the fans, you know, expressed their disappointment with it. And it was based on some of the status. She was speaking on some of the status of some of the Americans. And, you know, there's a lot of pressure around that topic right now with ICE going around and doing the devil's work.
Yep.
And, yeah, she seemed to be kind of advocating for that. And a lot of people were upset. So
advocating for ICE to do their work?
Yeah, I saw a clip of her saying that that she has a song called Illegal.
Yeah.
And she said she was not going to play it because some people in the crowd might be illegal.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was one clip I saw. And they said she said a lot of things, you know. And I won't speak on face value because that's the only one that I saw.
Indeed.
However, a lot of people were disappointed and she ended up getting kicked off the tour. What you think about that, Hardbody?
I mean, you know what? All of them to me are agents.
Yeah.
Unless I deal with them on a personal level, bro. Like, I really see it as like, yo, who can you really trust in the industry who's really up there like that? You know what I mean? Mm. I fly like paper, get high like planes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's right.
You know, there's a lot of codes being said in songs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And for all I know, she could be an agent. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Indeed.
Right?
Indeed.
But if you're an artist at the level that she is, and you're advocating for pull ICE, right?
Mm.
To, you know, remove people that may be innocent and may not be innocent.
Mm.
You know, we're talking about, you know, it looks like domestic terrorism.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And I'm not saying that some of those people that are getting removed don't deserve to get removed.
Mm.
You know, the thing that I always hear, especially with Cash Patel, he always talks about, oh, we removed all of these pedophiles and, you know, these South American, you know, drug lords. And, you know what I mean? I mean, I don't know, right? However, you know, you need to get rid of the pedophiles that are in your own cabinet, B.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Straight up.
Right? You know what I'm saying?
Let's like, be right and exact.
Yo, G.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? Right now, like when I was at the station last week, oh man, his name will come to me, but his show comes on about an hour before mine, the 1 or 6 o'clock blitz, which is every Wednesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. CJSF 90.1 FM. But they were talking about, they were digging into the Epstein files.
Okay.
And they were, you know, releasing quotes from Epstein himself about Putin as well.
Yeah.
And Putin being, you know, his name being in that, in those files. And they said a ridiculous amount of number, like 1,000 times.
Oh.
You know what I mean? And so, you know, let's talk about, like, let's get rid of the ones that are in their own goddamn fucking backyard.
Straight up, man.
You know what I mean?
Straight up, man. Talking about the FBI. Come on,
man.
They know what's going on.
Federal boy investigation. That's what
happens. Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying?
And then moving on, one more tip. This is actually very relevant to our show.
Okay.
You know, we're going to check the climate 3 times today to grab an understanding.
No doubt.
On the other side, the good side where the grass is greener and the bass is booming and the kicks are like boom,
bah!
And the snare is like bat. Wu-Tang Clan.
What?
To be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Wu-Tang. Wu-Tang. Wu-Tang.
Wu-Tang.
Wu-Tang. Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with. Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with. Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with. Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with.
Yeah, so the class of the 2026 inductees were unveiled on Monday, April 13th, so about 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Along with some legendary artists, Sade, Luther Vandross.
Oof, Vandross.
Luther Vandross, right? Let's get it right. Oasis. Iron Maiden.
Oasis.
Phil Collins. Yeah, Oasis.
Wonderwall.
Yeah, Wonderwall, exactly. Okay. Along with a few other bands. Man, this is huge, man, because, yeah, Wu-Tang does break barriers.
Absolutely.
They break barriers. They bend genres. Shout out to the RZA for being behind the production. Another ill producer that y'all should look forward to a RZA episode for sure.
No doubt. Yeah. We're going to get into that Woo Wednesday. We're going to get into the Woo. We're going to get into the Woo for sure, baby.
Indeed.
Yes, sir.
And so, you know, let's get into the meat and potatoes of today's episode, God.
Let's give them a little bit first, man. We got on this playlist today, man, we're going to take you through, Al's work with Freddie Gibbs, with Larry June. Some Baldy James. We got some Action Bronson in there as well.
Yeah.
Majority of it's going to be through. It's going to be a majority of the projects that he did with Freddie Gibbs and Larry June. And you know what? It's pretty fire, man. Larry June's pretty dope. Good job, Larry. Yeah, man. So without further ado, what's the first track we got for the people?
We're going to start it off with Ensalada.
Let's get it popping.
Off of Freddie Gibbs. Alfredo 2,
baby.
Yes, featuring Anderson .Paak. Let's get it here. You heard it here first.
The Boom Bap Syndicate.
CJSF 90.1 FM.
Let's get it.
It's a lot. It's a lot of cold nights, other pains in this bitch. Water whipping on some cane in this bitch. Robbing when they shit the slang in this bitch. It's a lot of cold tears, hard times in this bitch. Murder can't stay out my mind in this bitch. Ain't no love, she don't be sad in this bitch. Waking up in cold sweats, I'm soaking wet and got the stomach good in mind for this shit. You ever had to work a dope line? See your homie mom standing in line for this shit. It's a lot of choppers, a lot of dirty guns in this bitch. It's all funny games till the nigga need the bailout and ain't got the funds in this bitch. Fuck ass nigga, only come around me when you're down on your duck ass nigga. Ask who the fuck I trust, bitch, I trust me, I can never trust that nigga. Hopping in another crib and if they catch me slipping, at least I never duck that nigga. Ask who the fuck I trust, bitch, I trust me, I can never trust that nigga. Get the switches, got the bitches mixing up the finger, dirtied up the dishes. Customary, obituary, fit your ass inside a homicide edition. Suck me in the dark of 26s, fuck a phone of videos of bitches. Ask who the fuck I trust, bitch, I trust me, I can never trust these bitches. Yeah.
Tell me get away from this godforsaken place I'm in. You should run away if you ain't really ready for the way I live. It makes my heart break when I see gangsters turn to angels. Yet I'm still grateful, and I would never ever want to trade it. It's a lot of niggas that would probably love to take me. It's a lot of bitches, but I want to see my babies. Help me get away from this godforsaken place I'm in. No flatter, yeah. Pay the driver to go the opposite way of Vegas.
Yeah. Shit is scary, obituary, put your ass inside a homicide edition. Dipping in a dunk of 26 and mixing up the family, dirtied up the dishes. It's a lot of stab wounds, scars, stitches on my body. Niggas wanna take the spirit out my body. Took a hit, but I ain't snitching on nobody. Fuck ass nigga, I done whooped across the map to get a nigga whacked across a couple time zones. Diary confessions of a killer, I see dead faces with my eyes closed. Feel like niggas never really met a plug, all imaginary Pablos. Diary confessions of a killer, I see dead faces with my eyes closed. It's a lot of fuck niggas, false flagging on the gang. Steady ducking calls over nigga chains on the grand, pouting off a nigga name. It's a lot of niggas fighting versus one of me. Before I run off, they gon' have to murder me. I reminisce on what this shit have done to me. A lot of white sheet, yellow paint dreams. When your life a nightmare, you can't dream. So instead of running, trying to chase dreams, I was making sure to stay clean. It's a lot of niggas on the state team. Give a white sheet, yellow paint dreams. Tie a nigga up cause I don't chase dreams. I was making sure to stay clean. It's a lot.
Help me get away from this godforsaken place I'm in. You should run away if you ain't really ready for the way I live. It makes my heart break when I see gangsters turn to angels. Yet I'm still grateful, and I would never ever wanna trade it. It's a lot, it's a lot of niggas that would probably love to take me. It's a lot of bitches, but I wanna see my babies. Help me get away from this godforsaken place I'm in. No flatter, pay the driver to go the opposite way to Vegas.
So shy, why count this paper? New windbreaker, where archive Bottega, tucked in Benicia, with a view that's amazing. Hit the car wash, take a jog while they clean it. A nigga like me, love, nah, you never seen it. Out on the beach, spent my life on wax. Early morning calisthenics, after that I kick back and roll something up. Come with a plan, tired of this shit, tryna really live. Cause if you don't work, you don't eat, young man. So every single day I'm going hard as I can. Say no. If I live my life like I wanna, cause you beautiful. So beautiful. Life is beautiful.
On gatekeep, I want everybody to eat. It's a cold world, Jermaine wearing a meek. Even with my shoes off, not facing defeat. Appetite for destruction, they was craving deceit. Careful what you put inside, the outside, the receipt. Me and Larry take our lives, put the vibe on the beat. Say my name a couple times, I arrive in some cleats. I come straight up out the field like a nigga picking wheat. I've been on a winning streak, I made out pick all the beats. Intermittent fasting with the burpees got me looking sleek. Kissing on my Georgia peach, I've been on the right path. I'ma take my son to practice in these out-of-state tags. Oldest daughter got a license and I pray she don't crash. But I know she ready, shit, she got it from her dad. And my middle child never going out sad. If they roll joints good, I put them on staff.
And roll something up, come with a plan. Tired of this shit, I'm trying to really live. Cause if you don't work, you don't eat, young man. So every single day I'm going hard as I can. Sacrificing my life like I wanna. Cause you're beautiful. So beautiful. Life is beautiful.
Oh, life is beautiful.
Yeah, it's the little things in life that make it worthwhile. 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 Make it worthwhile.
But my issue is that when you rap about with these children relate to you because it's in their Bible. You've already stated that. I was just wondering what your thoughts were on whether you thought you really had an impact on a lot of the young people and whether you thought it was negative or positive.
Well, brother, don't say that. I said, fuck that. I'm going to get a whooping anyway. It don't make no goddamn difference. Fuck that. I'm not one to find shit.
Well, your mother, take the garbage out. Garbage fuck.
Yeah, don't lose the beat, motherfucker. Take the garbage out.
I just put the flows up and God never make it right. Yeah. I just put the flows up and God never make it right. Yeah. Check. Yeah. Check.
They never win
over. Yeah. Check. Yeah. Bitch. Check. Yeah. Quarter thing to a whole thing, whole game working.
hit a bitch with that extended clip, but that revolver shit is serve the same purpose. Geek is beaming up the Scotty in my crack lobby, I can smell the cane burning. Michael Jordan, 1985, bitch, I travel with a cocaine circus. Put the methanations on your clown ass, catch a nigga up and leave him down bad. I go get a pack and take a nigga town and fuck his bitches with my out-of-town ass. Bomb on niggas like Nagasaki, rocket next to my pocket, I like a body. Drop the check on the bit, many niggas be looking like baby mamas in these Maseratis. Bitch, I fuck up your face with a razor, I make sure your motherfucking family can't do your body. Nigga thugging this shit, put my blood in this shit, prick my finger, Alfredo Illuminati. Joe Pesci pushing product, you niggas is sweeter than Joe Exotic. On the run like a soda, so fuck the police, is a nigga be chillin' in the Habana. Police caught him with a whole thing, now they stitching main whole game working. Gangland made a lane in it, did my name in it, it's a game murder. All my reps in the crack files, bitch, I got them up at the vault. I'm the reason your mama be smoking that Villa when ripping them contenders off. Yeah, geekers beaming up the Scotty in my crack lobby, I can smell the cane burning. Gangland, if you put a hit on Freddie Kane, it'll be a game murder. 1985, Michael Jordan, bitch, I travel with a cocaine circus. Flow God level like a nose speak, I make a song, we forget the game, hurt. Bitch. Yeah, yeah. Flow God level like a nose speak, I make a song, we forget the game, hurt. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Check, check. Check, check. Check, check. Check, check. Check. Check, check.
We got everybody in the house, man. I wait for my DJ to get ready. Nah.
Where we at with the Ali? It's kind of creatures. Blackway. Skitty. Hopping out that black van. Them hard times had a nigga in all black. Robbing like I was Batman. Heard he sitting on the pack. Bleed him like a Tampax. Run up in his pad, nigga Spears getting ramshacked. Last pill I took went on a bad trip. But the man from my dark past will leave you in the past tense. Spot off a crack spit, we copping crash whips. Way to work wet, let it drive on the neck. Chauncey want a bill of Chucky want a Atkins. Cuddy doing $20 fill up, swiping on the platinum MasterCard. Head nigga back in charge, slap you with a 100 large. Mirror in his back pocket, he just practice looking hard. Whipping crack up in the pot, cooking up in pickle jars. Had a drive through trap on West Grand Boulevard. Doggy just a yes man, I heard the nigga took a charge. Over some merch, lift up his shirt and see the bullet scars. Just took the staples out his stomach, bought a month ago. He took off with a cake and we chopped up his mother bungalow. Got snatched up by the detectives, wanna know what I know. We only let off 50, but this clip come with 100 mo. Serving all the clucks in the O, I was next to blow. Had to line my ducks in a row, tell him check the scope. 3 seconds left, inbound pass with Scottie Pippen. We got the gang tied up, Ali stop tripping. Where we at? Where we at?
Yes. Let's go.
Yo, check, check.
Check, check.
Check, check. Peace, yeah. Everybody. You tapping in with the Boom Bap Syndicate, CJSF 90.1 FM.
Yes, sir.
It's Hall Body Dreams in the building.
It's King Wise.
Yo, the God just told me he was at the gym, and a dude came up to him while he was stretching and said, "Yo, are you King Wise?"
No lie. Shout out to my brother Teo. I met at the gym, man. Recognized me off of the spits online. You know how we keep it moving, God?
Yo, the gods is famous. Word is bond and bond is life.
Let's go, man. If you're not hopping on the train now, you're going to be late.
You know what I mean? Don't miss out on... Don't look, man. The boat's at the dock, but it's about to leave.
Yeah.
And we about to say sayonara. You know what I mean?
Yes. Sayonara.
Sayonara.
And yes. Shout out to... Konnichiwa. Shout out to everyone sayonara. Tuning in. Shout out to all... my Japanese people, shout out to all my Asians, all my original people, shout out to all human families.
Of the planet Earth, black, brown, yellow, white, half original and red.
Popping, man.
So give them the list of the songs, B. Give them the list.
Oh, that was fire.
So we can get into the documentary.
So we started with Enchilada, like we said. Enchilada off Alfredo 2, Freddie Gibbs and the Alchemist.
Boop, boop, boop.
That one had Anderson .Paak on it. Yep.
Pack,
pack. I like how they work together, man. That Freddie Gibbs and Elk.
Yeah,
it's very different. And Anderson .Paak was on the first album, Alfredo. Okay. Alfredo 1. Yeah, he was on that track, was dope too. Those guys know how to create a vibe, man.
Uh-huh.
And next up, Life is Beautiful by Larry June. Shout out to all the Larry June listeners. Good job, Larry.
Good job, Larry.
yeah, man. Super laid back, positive. That's why I was just telling you, he's positive, man.
Yeah, no doubt.
And he's popping.
He is popping.
Yo, this is only, I won't say only, but out of the guys who are popping on a certain level, there's far and few in between who keep it positive.
Yeah, I seen the I watched kind of a vlog behind the scenes of when they were creating the album, and it was super dope. But also I saw an interview with him on Hot 97, and he was talking about, you know, how he raps about. And he's not the first to do it. Like, Ghostface did that too. Like, but he would, like, rap about, you know, different foods to eat, you know, healthy foods.
Right.
And, you know, he's talking about, even with 2 Chainz on this, talking about, you know, LLCs, right?
Right.
Even, they even have a song called LLC, right?
Right.
And, you know, financial literacy. So I think that's real dope because, you know, as original man, you know what I mean, especially blacks in the wilderness of North America, 85% of them lack that, right?
Yeah, right. The knowledge, financial literacy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's very important, especially in this business, man.
Right.
People are going to try to fuck you over.
Indeed.
Try to make a dime off you. A few dimes.
Make a few million, trillion dimes.
Straight up.
You know what I'm saying? Rape you for a billy, you lucky to see a 100 grand.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, come on, man.
Yeah, straight up.
Yeah, bro.
Word is bond.
Yes.
And then moving on, we had 1985. So we took it back to the Alfredo 1.
Mm.
Freddie Gibbs and the Alchemist. That's the first track off that album. When I first listened to that, mm-hmm. oh, man, that was the first track. They came in with the electric guitar.
Ooh.
On a hip-hop, like, oh, and he was going double time the whole time for the raps. It's very, they try to go very mafioso, Italian mob type on that whole album, which I appreciated because it was still modern, you know what I mean? It was still modern, and that's important.
Yeah.
Moving on, we had Boldy James.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to Boldy James, man.
Yes, sir.
Great Adventures, that's what the track's called. Boldy James and the Alchemist, man. And now we're back onto this beat in the background. You hear that G-type. G-type instrumental off of Rapper's Best Friend.
That's right.
Alchemist. Yes, sir.
Alchemist.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, I kind of regret not putting some Mob on here.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I mean, we had Mob last week, so.
Yeah, yeah. This is, it's more so of a newer.
It's the newer version.
Yeah, it's a newer version of Alk.
Yes.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Yeah, and I respect that. And, hey, come on. Brothers, you know what Alk did. If you know, you know what he did.
And if you don't, well, you're about to know.
Straight up.
Because we're going to get into this documentary hosted by Future Generation.
Yeah.
Again. And, yeah, man, this is another, you know, another great episode where we get to showcase the producer. And I love the structure of this show that we got, God, because it really shows people, like, you know, they can really dig into, they can get into the music.
Yeah.
They can also get into the life, you know, and get a bit of an understanding of, you know, whether it's the producer or the rapper.
Right.
Right.
And go into the mind.
Yeah, man, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know,
so without further ado,
let's get it.
Let's get into this Alchemist interview by Idea Generation.
Idea Generation, pardon itself. I had said Future. Idea Generation, yeah, man.
Idea Generation.
The Boom Bap Syndicate, baby. CJSF 90.1 FM. Let's go.
Yes, sir. Explicit, uncensored. You heard it here first.
From above, a higher source. I will be alive for a short time, but this energy was here before me and it will be here after me.
In 1992, a young man from Beverly Hills had an idea. A junior high schooler obsessed with hip-hop, Alan Alchemist Mammon, wasn't sure exactly how, but knew that he wanted to express himself through rap music. Though his first attempt to participate in the culture as a rapper fizzled in failure, the experience would put the 15-year-old on tour with Cypress Hill and under the wing of DJ Muggs. With Muggs' tutelage, Alchemist would switch vocations from MC to beatmaker, and in doing so, find his true calling. In the ensuing 25 years, Al would develop a uniquely menacing sound and assemble a catalog of classics. Today, he continues to release a steady stream of collaborative